This episode is brought to you by the new Bosch GeoSeries high-efficiency geothermal heat pumps, the smarter way to heat and cool your home. For more information, visit bosch-climate.us. Hello, and welcome to News Update. I'm your host, Angela Harris, and in this episode, we're going to take a look at some technology that is growing in popularity in the HVAC industry. The top stories for the program are: customer education will help geothermal growth, Energy Forum links energy efficiency and national security, and what is it that customers want that some contractors aren't totally sold on yet? The geothermal industry has continued to grow in name recognition in the last decade due to its energy-saving systems and the green movement. The tools of the trade and training are readily available to HVAC contractors. But the real question is, has the general public truly embraced geothermal technology? Though geothermal has so many positives, are people educated enough to make a buying decision regarding geothermal? In many ways, the answer is yes. Thanks in part to social media, the word has been getting out. Consumers are learning about the benefits of geothermal before picking up the phone to call a local contractor. I feel customers are embracing geothermal technology in much greater numbers than ever before, said B. Paul Sabota, area sales manager for Bosch Thermotechnology. We are now seeing new trends in the field, he continued. Customers are educating themselves before they have a contractor give them an estimate, and with tax credits and financing, the initial cost has become less of an issue. And speaking of tax credits, consumers can qualify for a tax credit of up to 30% of the installation costs for a geothermal heat pump. This is in effect until 2016. Another good selling point for geothermal. With these federal tax credits on geothermal installation costs, the return on investment can sometimes be less than 3 years. In addition, some states are offering tax incentives as well. More information on that can be found at www.dsireusa.org. Sabota said that as consumer interest gains momentum, the number of HVAC contractors offering geothermal products will grow proportionately. I see the trend for contractors will increase dramatically over the next few years, he said. Contractors will add to their product mix as customer interest and education increases. Contractors want to sell what the customer asks for. For the complete story, go to www.achrnews.com and search Geothermal Companies Predict Growth. The theme of the 22nd Annual North American Energy Efficiency Forum was Energy Efficiency, the Smart Path to Energy Security and Economic Growth. Speakers addressed the importance of pursuing energy efficiency and alternative energy sources, not only to reduce energy cost, but also to enhance national security. Senator Jeff Bingaman, Democrat, New Mexico, chairman of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, noted that it's proving difficult to get a lot of things done in the current Congress. One area where he believes Congress can make progress is on energy. Energy always becomes an issue when the price of gas goes up, he said. Bingaman pointed out that the investment in clean energy reached $250 billion worldwide in 2010, about a 100% increase since 2006. Most of the new investment in clean energy around the world is taking place outside the United States, though, unfortunately, he said. Other countries are also implementing policies to become more energy efficient, he added. So how should the U.S. respond? Bingaman said there are four major things the United States needs to do. Continue to lead the world in energy research and development was one. Ensure a strong domestic market for clean energy technologies was another. He also mentioned putting in place the financial infrastructure and incentives to deploy high efficiency and clean energy products and equipment. And he said that we should have clearer policies promoting high efficiency and clean energy technologies. At the event, co-sponsored by Johnson Controls and the United States Energy Association, Johnson Controls also took the opportunity to announce the results of its fifth annual Global Energy Efficiency Indicator Survey. C. David Myers, President, Building Efficiency, Johnson Controls, presented an overview of the results of the latest Global Energy Efficiency Indicator Survey, conducted by Johnson Controls, the International Facility Management Association, and the Urban Land Institute. Over the 5 years of the EEI, said Myers, more and more respondents are seeing that energy efficiency is a key area of our decision criteria. Regarding the key drivers for making energy efficiency improvements, number one is energy cost savings, and number two is government utility incentives and rebates. These were at the top globally, as well as in the United States and Canada. Green building has reached a tipping point, Myers said. Last year, 19% of respondents had at least one green certified building. This year, 37% have a building that is green certified. In addition, another 32% have green elements incorporated into their buildings. The primary barrier to efficiency improvements is the availability of capital to implement them, said Myers. Another major barrier is the inability of projects to meet financial payback criteria. Solutions to overcome barriers are to establish energy reduction goals, conduct frequent analysis of energy data, add resources through hiring, repurposing, or retraining, or seek consultants, and use external financing for projects. In summary, said Myers, the EEI survey shows there is broad movement in markets around the world toward greater energy efficiency. There are clearly obstacles in the path and pitfalls that must be overcome, and there are common success factors to facilitate improvements. Read more at www.achrnews.com. Once there, search Energy Forum Links Efficiency. As new technologies are being developed and applied to the once less than glamorous water heater, consumers are becoming more aware of this product. Instead of being an afterthought, the water heater is gaining consumer recognition due to the efficiencies that can be achieved by the newer units. According to water heater manufacturers, two of the main trends driving interest in water heaters are consumers' desires to save money and as well as their drive to preserve the environment. Government regulations and incentives have also spurred interest in efficient water heaters, and contractors who are ready to educate themselves on how to best sell and service these products may find new opportunities to heat up their profits. Rich Schuster, regular blogger for the news, took an interest in tankless water heaters when he recently posed the question, "What do you know about tankless water heaters?" After talking about a few ideas for the answer, he continued with the following excerpt. "Let's just toss around some of the most common installation problems that we're seeing out there," he said. "Actually, the most common are indeed all the same. 90% of all tankless water heater installation problems are likely due to gas pipe sizing, of all things. I know the drill. Yeah, this one must have a defect from the factory. And, oh man, those things suck. They never work." More likely, though, somebody wasn't paying attention during that part of the class. "But what about the common sense?" he continued. "Does it make sense that this unit that uses 5 times as much gas would use the same size pipe? Take out your gas pipe sizing chart that you keep in your shirt pocket and refer to on a daily basis and apply it here. You see what I'm talking about? You're not even close. So stop blaming the equipment. It's your helper's fault, of course." You can read the full blog and find out more information at achrnews.com. Search tankless water heaters, or again with the sizing? Are you interested in the latest new products? Coming up, you'll find out what's new for the HVAC industry. New Products is brought to you by the new Bosch GeoSeries High Efficiency Geothermal Heat Pumps, the smarter way to heat and cool your home. For more information, visit bosch-climate.us. In this week's product segment, we are highlighting a few of the products showcased at achrnews.com. One of those products is the Bosch Green Star Series. This series is a group of 6 wall-mounted condensing boilers available in configurations ranging from 57.2 to 151.6 MBH. Utilizing condensing technology, an invention where the latent heat in the unit's exhaust gases is extracted and reused, allows for a highly efficient use of energy, which, according to the company, also significantly reduces carbon dioxide emissions into the atmosphere. The boilers can offer efficiency levels of up to 98.7%, turning 98.7% of the fuel used into heat, a significant upgrade. As a wall-hanging unit with multiple size configurations based on need, the Green Star Series can free up valuable floor space inside the home. The unit's durable heating blocks are corrosion resistant and designed to optimize clean burning combustion over an extra large surface area, which requires minimal servicing and reliance on spare parts during the boiler's lifetime. The included FW200 digital thermostat and outdoor reset boiler control act as the nerve center of a home's heating system. Programmable up to 6 switching times throughout the day, this interface can be installed within the appliance or be wall-mounted in any location throughout the home. Control of up to 4 devices in cascade is possible. Additional Bosch products, including solar applications, can be programmed using supplemental module control options from the unit. All Bosch GreenStar boilers come with a limited 5-year parts and labor warranty and a lifetime heat exchanger warranty. For more information, visit www.bosch-climate.us. Our final product is the FHP Bosch Group's new RT series of 100% outdoor air rooftop heat pumps. They're available in 13 sizes ranging from 4 through 30 tons. The built-in high-efficiency energy recovery wheel can satisfy up to 75% of the demand for cooling and heating for the incoming fresh air. This can give the benefit of lower first cost of equipment, lower installation costs, and a significant increase in energy savings, according to the company. The heat pumps can condition summer outdoor air to room design conditions. In the winter, they can heat incoming air and help prevent the indoor flow of overly dry winter air that can contribute to respiratory irritation, said the company. The computer-aided product selection, CAPS, software assists contractors and engineers in easily specifying and ordering the RT series. The specific unit operating parameters can be input. The software then will display up to 6 different unit selections at varying efficiencies and costs. Different options for each model can then be selected, and the software will generate performance data, submittal documentation, and unit drawings, which can be used for bid submissions. For more information, visit www.fhp-mfg.com. To see more products online, check out the latest additions to the Product of the Week and What's New sections on the news' homepage, www.achrnews.com. I've still got a few news bits and online highlights to share with you, so stick around. News bits and online highlights are brought to you by the new Bosch Geo Series high-efficiency geothermal heat pumps, the smarter way to heat and cool your home. For more information, visit bosch-climate.us. Did you know? HVAC pros can earn an iPad 2 and enter for a chance to attend the 2012 Big Game via product registers at new Bosch dealer portal. Go to www.boschwaytogrow.com for more details. Bosch Thermotechnology North America announced the opening of a new Bosch Solutions Center in Irvine, California, for the training of HVAC professionals in its product technologies. The 3,000-square-foot facility will offer hands-on application training on Bosch tankless water heaters, solar thermal water heaters, Florida heat pump geothermal heat pumps, and Buderus boilers. Geothermal and solar technologies are an essential component for sustainability, addressing future residential and commercial energy needs. We are pleased to work with HVAC professionals and provide them hands-on training, said Irvin Cash, president and CEO of Bosch Thermotechnology North America. Not only will these professionals perform an excellent installation, they'll often be very instrumental in consumer education. Our solution centers are dedicated to providing the necessary practical and technical information to help the trade effectively drive the consumer adoption process. To comply with California's strict water conservation codes, the center features a water reclamation system that will save up to 75,000 gallons of potable water per year. Other features of the center include an 850-square-foot education classroom, a 1,200-square-foot solar thermal installation education center, and a 952-square-foot tankless water heater training and demonstration center. The Irvine, California location joins 2 other Bosch Solution Centers operating in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and Londonderry, New Hampshire, home to Bosch North America. For more information, visit www.boschthermotechnology.com. Air Conditioning and Refrigeration Distributors International has announced the formation of the Center for Energy Efficiency Optimization, CEEO. The CEEO will be a subsidiary of the Hardy Foundation, a 501c3 charitable organization dedicated to researching wholesale distribution's role, contribution, impact, and opportunities to advance the adoption of energy-saving technologies and practices in residential, commercial, institutional, and industrial applications, including renewable energy technologies. According to Hardy, the CEEO will not be trade-specific, but rather provide a central hub and vehicle for any wholesale distribution interests to explore, quantify, and grow their role in driving energy efficiency in their respective industries. It is the goal of the CEEO to become the central and predominant source for cutting-edge research on wholesale distribution's influence on the adoption and use of energy-saving technologies. For more news, head to www.achrnews.com. While there, don't forget to check out some of the news's current content. Are your customers talking about you online? Chances are the answer is yes. So what do you do when your online customer reviews are too hot to handle? Go to the news's homepage and watch the featured video to find out. Have you liked us on Facebook, followed us on Twitter, or connected with us on LinkedIn? If not, go to achrnews.com and scroll down. Look to the right for our social media icons and get connected. While there, you can sign up for our e-newsletter as well. It provides you timely content right to your inbox. We're all out of time for this episode, but be sure to catch the next episode at achrnews.com/podcasts or search ACHR News on iTunes. If you have an iPad, you can download our app as well. The July issue is sponsored by Bosch, and in it you will find interactive content centered around the theme high-end HVAC. How high will efficiency go? Download the News HD and find out. I'm Angela Harris, and this has been your news update. This episode was brought to you by the new Bosch GeoSeries high-efficiency geothermal heat pumps, the smarter way to heat and cool your home. For more information, visit bosch-climate.us.